This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So this is going to be interesting as we all have beers here and our brains start cracking up. I don't drink. Sorry about that. This is the Turnaround is Fair Play episode of the Paracast.
Where's my moose head?
I don't know.
Or my Uncle Ben's.
Uncle Ben, didn't he make converted rice or something?
Yeah, but he made the first malt liquor I ever had in junior and high school, I think. It was awful.
We drink Canadian, eh?
I want to tell you something here. You're all going to be surprised when I say this. I have never had a glass of beer. Never, ever tasted beer. Well, never had an interest.
What? You just drink it out of the bottle? Is that?
No. Never drank beer. Never, not once.
I've never had a cup of coffee.
That's a crime.
Coffee, actually. I'm not actually drinking beer.
Well, I think I'll go out for a cup of coffee after this. Chris, you were asked a question. You want to pick up on that?
Well, you know, in terms of the contactee portion of the question, no, I don't consider myself a contactee. In fact, all right, I'll just cut to the chase. I have a number of hours of missing time in the Utah desert. I was fossil hunting. We had made camp. We were in our tent. Something was running around the outside. It sounded like a little, you know, it was definitely on 2 feet. You could hear it going thump, 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 thump around. My girlfriend went ballistic. She was freaking out. My friend from Boston, he was freaking out too. So I said, look, I'll go out and see what's going on. I grabbed my Winchester, went out with a big mag flashlight, looked around, didn't see any tracks, didn't see anything out there. And so I decided to sit in the car and kind of sit guard, you know, as it were. And I saw these, you know, there was a moon out, so I had a little bit of light. And I'm 20 miles from the nearest road in the middle of south central Utah in like another world, the landscape. And I see these flitting motions in my mirrors, like something was running around the back of the car but trying to hide is the only way I can describe it. And so I rolled the window down. I shined the light back there, and I didn't see anything. So I just sat and looked forward, and, you know, it was 7 o'clock in the morning. And my light was still bright and shining in my hand. I have no idea what happened from 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning until 7. Go figure. The next day I went to Crestone, Colorado, for the very first time, coincidentally. Another time happened. I was in Crestone. I think this was in 94. I had the sensation of something, a group of something coming in my room through the wall right next to my bed. I got chills. I've never had this happen before or since. I was, whatever it was barely invisible. I could almost see something shimmering in the dark, like light reflecting off shadows is the only way I've been able to describe it. I woke my girlfriend up. She felt something, but she didn't see anything. I finally just kind of rolled over and went to sleep and just told him, go away. If you're not of the light, leave me alone, you know, that sort of thing, you know, just leave me alone. I was not in any mood. And I found out 2 weeks later that my neighbor, a couple hundred feet away, she had these things come to her house that she did see. They were concentrating on her little boy. She grabbed him. She held him. She banished them. The widow of R.D. Lang, by the way, the famous sociologist, author, and he had a little son just before he died. And she didn't want to talk to me. It was a mutual friend that told me about it. I kind of worked on her, and finally she was, you know, able to talk to me about it. So I'm not sure what the connection is between my event and hers. They happened within the same, you know, 20 minutes, half hour maybe, the same night. And I'm not sure about the Utah experience. I forgot about the Utah experience until about 3 or 4 years later. My brother reminded me of it, and it kind of gave me goosebumps. I'm going, oh, man, I forgot about that. So, you know, in answer to your question about contact, no. I don't think I've been contacted. I've been visited maybe, definitely in my first experience. The other two, what can I say? I don't know. It could have been my imagination, all of them, you know. It could have been coincidences and imagination. I don't pretend to know. I find it interesting, though, that these have done nothing more than keep my interest alive and keep me motivated and compelled to do the work and attempt to do it as efficiently and as with a degree of integrity and honesty that I feel is lacking in a lot of work that's being done today by others. I really attempted to be as objective and as accurate and just Jack Webb, cut to the chase, the facts, just the facts, ma'am. I really attempt to not put spin on things. And so, I hope that answers your question.
It does. Any follow-ups before we go to our next questioner?
I had a quick follow-up, and just to bring up something maybe a little controversial, Chris, based on, what you just told us. Have you had, with your experience of missing time in the Utah desert, has there been any point where you considered, hypnosis to try and figure out what happened, if anything, during those 6 hours? I know that's a controversial.
Well, I actually was hypnotized when I was 13. My mother took me to the first certified hypnotherapist in the United States, Dr. Ivar Berkland. His son, Buzzy Berkland, was the chief orthopedic surgeon for the U.S. Olympic ski team. And his grandson, Bob, was on my soccer team for years and was one of my best friends. So she took me for motivational and I was kind of ADD or whatever that's called. I was super hyperactive. I was really bored in class. I knew all the answers. I should have been skipped probably several grades. So I was a cut up. I was acting out. And so she took me there to try to get me to focus and motivate and do this hypnotic suggestions. This is way back in the mid-60s or early to mid-60s. Well, I was 13, so it would have been 57. So I don't know, 68, 69, sometime in there. So mid to late 60s. And he ran a tape, and I remember him regressing me back, and I don't remember anything about the session, but I never went back to him, and my mom was freaked out, and I asked to listen to the tape, and she said no. So maybe that was kind of an indication of why I've been extremely reluctant, in fact, to the point of being proud of it, not to be hypnotically regressed. I really prefer to kind of deal with this stuff from my conscious recollection. I've been offered from several people in the field to be regressed, and I've politely and emphatically turned them down. No, I don't wish to be hypnotically regressed. This may change if I meet somebody who's a hypnotherapist that has absolutely no knowledge, right, no interest, and no experience at all in any of these subject matters. That would be the only person I would ever go to in terms of going to Bud Hopkins or, Deborah Linderman or John Carpenter or whomever.
Bud Hopkins is going to be difficult.
Well, back in the day, Gene. I'm talking, over the course of time, I've had opportunities to explore this, in a hypnotic fashion, which I've absolutely will not, or up to this point, I will not do.
So do you ever have any compulsions to save the planet?
No, nothing like that. In fact, my compulsions is to try to, do the opposite. Try to, be part of some sort of kind of cool sort of anarchist, metaphysical anarchist, try to mess with people in a positive way. I don't want to get myself in trouble here, but no, I have no compulsion to do any of that.
So that leads me to another real quick question. Gray Barker was the clown of ufology back then, and he always put a funny little spin on research, and he always called out people who were too serious about it and things like that. When you look at today's environment in UFO research, you really don't see anybody like Gray Barker who is just kind of poking fun at people. And I contradict me here if you want to, but do you think that we really need somebody who not necessarily is out there doing hoaxes just to get people to believe in something that they think is
I've been working on a stand-up routine for years for ufology.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important. I mean, I've been willing to maybe kind of drift in that direction, at least one part of my persona, for years. But nobody's taken me up on it.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should do one show here where Chris does a routine. Let's see how our listeners react. I'll tell you what, we've got Turnaround is Fair Play episode of the show. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The timing is just so perfect. The precision there. He starts talking almost at the point when I'm finished. It shows a musician.
Skilled professional.
Yeah. Well, I mean, believe this or not, have you heard about the new book coming out by Donald Schmidt and Kevin Randall?
I,
no?
No.
I'll bet you it's full of Schmidt and you couldn't handle it if even that was true.
We've heard that one before.
Yes, I think we're going to have to decide here whether that is funny or tragic. I choose not to say which.
Well, the fact that the subject it's talking about is tragic should lead you in the right direction.
That's years called ago. Jumping the shark and jumping the shark.
Or nuking the fridge is what it's called these days.
Randall, it's your turn.
Kind of hard to follow that one, huh?
I don't want to. Randall?
Yes. We're back on the show now?
We've been back on, dude, the whole time. Welcome to the Paracast.
Okay, then. This has been a real treat. I've been doing a lot of listening, so it's...
Well, now it's your time to...
now it's my turn to talk, and I'm still listening to everybody else do their thing because it's been so great. I'd really like to ask a completely different kind of question. Instead of finding out what I want to know, well, Gene and Chris, you're both a wealth of information and experience, and what I'd really like to know the most is what is the stuff in particular that you feel you just never get to discuss enough because you guys are always busy with other people about what their thing is. Now's your chance to really get that out there, what it is that you guys are all about.
What you wish for.
So, I mean, that was fantastic, that bit there, Chris, with your experience. That's such a fantastic summary. I don't know if we can top that or not, but what's your guys' thing?
Well, I mean, you want me to take that, Gene, or you want it?
No, you go.
Well, you know, I've been devouring every audio recording I can find of Terrence McKenna. I've listened to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of presentations, and I've been particularly interested in his theories that, you know, hallucinogenic or whatever, hallucinogen-derived experiences have tremendous parallels all over the paranormal. And the whole idea of synchronicity, altered states of consciousness, and parallels with age-old traditions of paranormal experience, whether it be elementals, ghosts, you know, you could go down the line of subject headings. I think that there hasn't been enough really good research that has followed up some of these, you know, just what-ifs that McKenna and others actually have ventured to mention over the years. I don't think anyone has really taken up the baton and moved the subject of altered states of consciousness and the onset or the experience of what people call paranormal events. In fact, I think the opposite has occurred. I think if people are under the influence of anything, then they're automatically dismissed. And, you know, I think that there should be some sort of study done with experiencers in a hotspot area during a sighting wave, for instance, or at a haunted site that should be under the influence of DMT or, you know, dimethyltryptamine or psilocybin or some sort of psychoactive substance, and then have control participants that aren't, and then start comparing notes. Because I think that this is one of those real hidden areas, that could connecting areas that could possibly be provide us with some new insights. I know Greg Bishop is really into this as well, and I've noticed on the Paracast forum there's been some talk about occult sort of ritual type activity, and I think that you could even include intentional ritual behavior in this particular equation as well, if not together all three, you know, normal control participation, psychoactive participation, and occult participation. I mean, they could be all three, or you could have control and occult separate, or hallucinogens used along with control individuals to monitor as well. This is an area that is completely untouched. It's completely untapped. There's a taboo even within the research community who's open for these paranormal subjects. There's an absolute taboo to you know, mix any of these other elements into the equation. I hope I'm still on. Am I still on?
You're still on.
Okay, good. Yeah, I don't want to go on and on again.
Well, no, that was a really good explanation about something that's from the forums. You know, you and I have gone back and forth in a sort of a debate kind of fashion, and
that's why I brought it up with you.
Yeah, and it is very controversial, and it's good to know that you recognize how controversial that could be, and are prepared to try and take some steps to explore it, while at the same time keeping some reasonable, rational controls over it at the same time.
That's the only way it could be done and make any headway. Have anybody believe any sort of results is if you have other people there going, I wasn't tripping, and boy, I saw it too. You know? The wheels broke. I've been saying this. I sound like a broken record. No, I haven't been saying it as much lately, but for years I've been saying we've got to come up with new approaches. We've got to come up with creative thinking. We have to come up with out-of-the-box ways to approach this. This is one area that I am convinced could bear fruit, and not apples, Gene.
On that note there, we've got there was a documentary, actually, I've watched a couple of times. I think you can pick it up now on YouTube. It's called The Spirit Molecule.
Yeah, sure, the Strassman material.
And it's if you haven't watched that, that really makes your case as well for you. There's a lot of really deep thinkers in there who tend to...
Yeah, we should have Rick Strassman on the show. That's somebody that I really would like to talk to. You know, I have seen the documentary. I've read the book. And I really feel that it's one of the... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. I think that would be a fantastic idea. You guys should consider doing that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the whole occult, potential occult angle. I mean, people forget that Aleister Crowley, you know, in 1919, he summoned what could be our first, you know, alien gray, at least, you know, an artistic representation that he made of the being. You know, in 1919, this was done with an extremely arduous, I think several month long ritual, the Alamantra working, which he did in New York. And I think he manifested Lamb, the egg magic out on Montauk of all places, interestingly enough. So, you know, there's elements within the subject matter that I think have connecting points with potential occult participation or involvement with control involvement. Obviously, all this stuff has to have control in terms of people that are not doing ritual, people that are observers, people that are monitoring the experience, people that are psychoactively inspired, if you will, or psychoactively enhanced in their perceptions.
Let's do a psychoactive enhancement right now from our benefactors.
Okay.
All right. Turnaround is fair play. On the show with Gene and Chris and a panel of listener experts. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have ufology, better known as Randall or whatever you choose to call him. We've got someone named Robert, who is known as Burnt State in our forums. We have Jeff Crowell. We have Chris Johnson. And there's been a back and forth here between Chris and Randall. Shall we continue that or shall we move on?
Yeah, go ahead, Randall. What other questions or points you want to look at here?
That one I think we could go into some more, but I did have a couple of other ones there.
Hey, you're the host, man.
I think they're kind of related to that. And it takes a while for me to put my questions together, so if you can sort of bear with me. Some of them aren't quite as short as they should be, but let me ask. Because of your experiences and follow-up investigations, your worldview, as far as what the true state of affairs is regarding the reality of the phenomena, is so much fuller that there's a whole other layer of understanding there. In a sense, experience might be thought of as a segment of society that is its own family, with its wonderful and sometimes dysfunctional aspects to it. Is there any way to bring the rest of the world who don't share that worldview into that family? Or can it only ever be done by them having their own personal experience?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think it's, like anything in life, we're attracted to good packaging, especially in America or even Canada. If it has, bright and jazzy packaging, if the movie has a great poster or a good trailer, people tend to be attracted to that. So if we could come up with a really alluring sort of lead in to a subject matter that maybe become quickly very dense, and require, some serious thinking on the part of the American or Canadian pubic, as I like to refer to them, because that's basically what they think with is their genitalia. If you could come up with a way to, you know, like a honey trap, to trap interest, then that would be the only way, because the only other way to do it is to get people that are truly interested in the subject matter to do the necessary type of research and heavy lifting of bringing themselves up to speed in a, you know, in a very, shall we say, a valid manner, because there's a lot of crap out there, as we all know. If they had the wherewithal, the time, and the inclination to bring themselves up to speed, that would be the ideal. But you have to trick them otherwise. So if there's a way to trick people into a nuts and bolts sort of, you know, sort of introductory way to break down people's preconceptions and then instantly give them, you know, a list of alternatives, that's the only way that you're going to be able to do it, in my view. How about you, Gene? What do you think?
Oh, boy. What he said. I don't want to repeat everything you said. I agree with it. Let's just leave it there. There's so much to cover. But I'd be extremely worried if you actually had to experience this thing to understand it. And some people say that. But I just hope it's not true. I don't want to take any more time.
Well, then from there, I think we might want to, in light of the idea that we might want to draw people in with some sort of entertaining package, and to use your phrase, trick them in. You're the author of several books, very good books, by the way, and for those who are thinking of getting into the Paracast Plus, I own a couple of those books, and they're very well written, fabulous books. One of them, Stalking the Tricksters. Now, that concept should weave a thread through all the stuff you've done. Can you sort of articulate that in any way for us?
Well, you know, I've mentioned a number of times the you know, early on, actually, the very first ranch I visited to investigate a cattle mutilation, which had occurred 13 years before I went out there, I had this yellow helicopter fly over the ranch in the original event in 1980. It was an antique, you know, U-47, you know, whirly bird helicopter, mustard yellow, no markings, flew 50 feet over the ranch house. The whole family saw it. They found their bull mutilated where it had flown out of the pasture. They assumed it had flown out of the pasture. I'm interviewing them 13 years later, and the following morning when I'm typing up my notes, I have an antique yellow U-47 fly over my house. It was a little higher. It was probably maybe 700, maybe 1,000 feet up, but it was unmistakable. That, to me, changed completely any sort of preconceived reality view I had concerning anything about the paranormal. I mean, that really rocked my world, and there was no question in my mind that we are dealing with some sort of coordinated tricksterism, whether it's by coincidence, synchronicity, or whether by design. At the time, I had no clue. All I knew was this was way more complex and way more convoluted than simple ETs coming from other planets to mutilate our cows and freak out our daughters, you know, make us become investors in Preparation H or something. You know, it's just really way more complex, and there seems to be this veneer or thread of absurdity, tricksterism, incongruity, whatever you want to call it. There, all these experiences have this weird element, this nonsensical element. I don't know how many times I would go out and interview people about a particular case, and then months later, even years later, they come back and say, you know, when I had this experience and I told you about it, there's something I left out, but I think you'll appreciate it now. And then they'll tell me something that if they had told me originally, I would have discounted the whole thing as being, you know, balmy and just totally, you know, boy, you had a good time last night. What were you taking? Well, you know, do you have any left? You know, I mean, really, I heard some, you know, I can't give you any examples right now, but I have a number of them of experiences where people would have this total, just out of the blue left field, unbelievable element to it that it would have totally made me look at them in a completely different light. Yet that may be the most important aspect of the case. And it's the least likely thing that they will report to an investigator. For instance, in the cattle mutilation phenomenon, the higher strange the case, the more unbelievable it is, the less likely it will be reported.
If I were to sum that all up then, that if we were to look at a single strand of the trickster phenomena it would manifest itself in the higher strange aspects of the different reports and cases that you've investigated over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's the total head scratch and what the, you know, WTF. It's those elements that are the most interesting to me and I think have the most fertile grounds for moving this whole, you know, shooting match forward.
Let me throw something in here. You see, this is where I think UFO research has been a colossal failure. And the reason is because most of the people investigating, where they are investigating and not just collecting sightings and sticking them on a portable hard drive or something. I mean, really investigating, and that is they are not considering the entire picture. They've got tunnel vision. They're looking for spaceships, even if they say, well, we don't know what UFOs are, and maybe spaceships are the answer. I think the problem here is we have to get back to say some weird stuff is going on. What might cause it? And I've had this argument, by the way, with Randall from time to time. I don't want to really get back into it. But I think we need to get back to actually looking into more possibilities than that one. Because we have a world now where when you talk about somebody interested in UFOs, they are ET believers. And this
right.
goes on. And it doesn't really solve anything. All it does is it prejudges the conclusion.
Yeah,
and maybe in the end, that's where it is. Maybe E.T. is here. Maybe we're descended from E.T. I don't know. But I think that is the wrong tact to take.
Okay. Now do I have time to interject there? Or are we too close to a break?
We're very close to a break. Let's just do the break, and then I'll bring you back on the other side, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. I would also like, after we do this, to look at some questions from the question bank. And maybe ask a few in our remaining 5 segments. Okay. This is Turnaround is Fair Play. We remind you to go to plus.theparacast.com to learn about the enhanced version of this show without the network ads, after the Paracast podcast, and more with special free offers. Limited time only. plus.theparacast.com. We have Randall, Ufology, Chris Johnson, Jeff Crowell, Burnt State with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast, and you can never leave.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Off Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Oh, that came out of left field. I think he was possessed. Burnt State has been possessed, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't figured out by what. I'd like to smoke it, because it sounds like a really good experience. Jeff Crowell, Chris Johnson, Randall, also known as Ufology in our forums with Gene and Chris. Randall, please continue.
Yeah, really glad to be back. Yeah, on this show, I'm certainly not here to try and, you know, defend my position. We've had a number of debates about different things on the forums. Most people can find it there, and that's for another show if you guys were going to be interviewing me. And I think your position is really fair on one level, and it brings up an aspect of skepticism. Maybe I can ask you what you think about this. We all know that the topics covered by the Paracast are controversial, and it seems that satisfying the skeptics is a driving factor that somewhat ironically helps to keep the subject alive and the discussion interesting, but at the same time, by making the satisfaction of skeptics and scientists a priority, do you think we might lose hold sight of the donut, you know, our sight of what the real subject matter is supposed to be about? Is there a point when it becomes detrimental to constantly being on the focus to satisfy the skeptics?
We're not here to satisfy anyone except ourselves, all right? We're not just saying something that takes a skeptical approach because we're trying to satisfy somebody who's a skeptic.
We just want to get to the truth. You know, and I don't care if you're a true believer or you're a skeptic. We're going to ask questions to try to ascertain as much information for our audience and ourselves to make an accurate determination of the validity or the importance of a particular claim or subject or whatever it is. We are objective. We're journalists. We want all the facts, and we want them to be placed in a forum that allows for an intelligent, you know, decision by our audience of accepting or rejecting the data, if there even is data.
One of the methods for which people use to do that is to have a skeptical debate, often to sift out the signal from the noise, so to speak. But do you think sometimes our search for the truth gets lost in that process?
No. I think it gets lost in abdicating our sense of disbelief, you know, and becoming accepting of all this information, no matter how, you know. I mean, you got to draw a line somewhere. Are you a true believer, or are you somebody objective that really wants to get to the answer? And if there isn't a single answer, at least you want to get all the facts so that you can make a determination for your own self that's based on accurate information, not wanting to believe.
So if I can interject here, and I know it's not my turn, I apologize, but
that's okay. That's okay. Don't worry about
it. This is one of the things that does kind of bug me, because it doesn't seem like we have any investigators in the field today who are actively and accurately and scientifically researching the field. Okay. We've got, on one hand, we've got the religious people. Okay. We've got the woo-woo people who believe that aliens are coming here and it's a religious experience. And you know what? I'm a skeptical person. But I don't fault them for that. If they want to have a religious belief about it, fine. But that has no place in a scientific-oriented and based research of what this phenomena is and when it's occurring, how it's occurring, and who it's occurring to, and so on and so forth. Okay, it's kind of like evolutionary perspective and creationism. Okay, creationism really doesn't have anything to do with science. It's not scientifically valid like evolution is, and I don't want to get into that. But my point being is you've got two sides of the coin, and never the twain should meet. But we're not seeing anybody really in the field these days who are looking at valid cases, say within – and correct me if I'm wrong because I hope I am – valid cases that have occurred within the last 5 years, let's say. Okay? I mean, the most recent case that has really been picked apart has either been the Chicago case or Rendlesham. Okay, and Rendlesham was 1980. I mean, come on, look how far.
Well, we have the Puerto Rican Homeland Security FLIR footage is the current one that's very intriguing. So there are exceptions to that.
Yeah, and you know, there's that, and then there's – I think there's the homegrown sort of like the UFO flaps in wherever, you know, some place in the country where we can really send three or four quality investigators to interview witnesses, gather data, look for trace evidence, and really – validate the field and bring it current, as opposed to the Roswell slides, okay, or some other distraction that throws us back to 1947. I want to live in the here and now, and I want to see I know that people are still experiencing this phenomenon, but nobody's looking at it seriously, either within the genuine scientific community or in the amateur scientific community. And that to me is one of the most frustrating elements.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Totally.
Can I disagree?
Sure, you're allowed. We have to pay to the piper, you have to pay the disagree fee. So someone's going to collect that, and then
yes,
you can
please.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, looking at the GIPAN conference that took place in 2014, what seems to me that's happening inside of ufology that's unique is that the serious science is removed itself from the public discussion. It's not participating in these other areas where people are looking at the crap or they're inventing science for themselves, which is, I think, what the Puerto Rico video is. I think the serious science actually is taking place. They're keeping it to themselves. It's a very select crowd that's invited. It is happening at upper levels. Governments are participating. You know, the French academies are participating in that. So I think that actually is going on, but it's just a very removed event. And it's something that small people are not going to participate in. I guess you're lucky if you get invited to those kind of conferences to see those things. But I think it's been a calculated move to extract itself from the mainstream discussion in order to actually get some serious investigation done without being distracted by meaningless or trite events.
Part of the problem with a lot of these UFO events, and this is not saying they aren't interesting, they aren't fascinating and quite often entertaining, is that to a large extent they are done to validate what people already believe.
Uh-huh.
Get together and meet fellow travelers, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You have both things going on. You have, I think, a concerted behind-the-scenes, high-level process going on, which has, for obvious reasons, separated itself from the great unwashed masses and their interests, understandably so. But you do have some quality private research that is going on. It's becoming pretty rare, but there are some individuals out there that are attempting to do this correctly, and I think that they should be acknowledged and their work should be at least presented as a possible viable alternative to the morass of true believerism, which rightfully so has been pointed out as being quasi-religious in nature.
Okay, who would you say would be at the fore of that grassroots movement currently today? Who are those people that should be called out?
I really hesitate to start naming some names here, but let's just say this. There are some individuals that are quietly going about the task of actually doing field work and going out and attempting to ascertain the validity and veracity of events and witnesses. I don't want to give any names out because I don't have permission to.
To some extent, I think part of the discussion is kind of missing a bit of the point that I was trying to get at with my question, which was, okay, we have what you call the true believers, and they seem to be being devalued here to the point where we shouldn't really have to pay attention to them. We should just get all this scientific evidence, say, on a video or something. But the point I'm trying to make is that even if some scientist or another proves that some video happens to be of some real thing, there is still an element, like yourself, Chris, like myself, and a number of other people who have had the experiences that already know it's here and it's already real. So what do we do? What does this family do who already know, who don't need the skeptics, who don't need the scientists to tell us what's already real, who don't need the politicians? What can we do?
I'm doing it, dude.
Level to progress this, right?
I'm doing it. I write books. I have, you know, I'm working with Gene on the show. I try to bring sanity to some of these ridiculous television programs that are out there. I'm helping develop better shows that deal with these phenomenal subjects in a more even-handed, objective manner. I'm trying to create a sense of groundedness to these subjects. I'm pointing my finger at the emperors on parade who are naked or waltzing around talking about the end of the world in 2 weeks, whatever it might be. You know, what more do you want? I'm almost 60 years old. I'm working my ass off. There's really only so much time I have in a week, in a day, you know, in a month. I'm doing everything I can. I can't go out and do like I did for 13 years, go out and log, you know, 300,000 miles on my truck in 5-6 years. I just can't do that anymore. I can inspire others. And if people approach me and say, you know, how can I do that? I help them. I give them pointers. I tell them these are the things that I did. And I even wrote them down as 13 suggested rules of investigation.
This is Turnabout is Fair Play with Gene and Chris and Burnt State and Jeff Crowell and Chris Johnson and Ufology. And you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.